listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. COVID ISO will be no more. It's due to be scrapped altogether from October 14. It follows a national cabinet meeting this morning with the New South Wales Premier behind the push to drop the mandatory quarantine of 5 days. PM Anthony Albanese says it means those without symptoms can return to work, so casuals won't have to miss out on pay.
The pandemic leave disaster payments will end at that time as well, with the exception of people in high-risk settings which need to be given particular support. So aged care, health care, disability care.
Federal police have announced Operation Guardian to help some 10,000 Optus customers whose data was leaked online. Assistant Commissioner for Cyber Command Justine Goff says they'll protect those at risk of identity fraud.
Monitoring online forums, the internet and the dark web for other criminals trying to exploit the personal information released online. Engaging with the financial service industry to detect criminal activity associated with the data breach.
Just briefly, the US president has warned Hurricane Ian could be Florida's deadliest one on record as the cleanup begins in the aftermath of the Cat 4 system. And six people, including a real estate agent, have been arrested for allegedly operating multiple cannabis growing houses in Melbourne rentals.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.